Hey there, it's Sam, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. Today we're diving into Rick Rubin's The Creative Act, and Sophie, I have to ask, what did you make of his whole take on the blank page?
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad we're talking about this one. At first, I thought it was just another creativity book, but Rubin flips the script. He says that empty space, that terrifying blank page, isn't something to fear. It's actually where creativity breathes.
Okay, that's a wild idea. So he's not giving us 10 steps to write a hit song or anything.
Not at all. It's more of a philosophy. He's saying creativity isn't a skill you acquire, it's a state of being. You don't do creativity, you become it. It's as natural as breathing.
So he's dismantling the whole idea of the tortured genius, the one who gets struck by lightning with a melody at 3 a.m.?
Exactly. He says that's a myth. Creativity isn't a rare gift. It's a fundamental human capacity. The difference between artists and everyone else is just attention. Artists have learned to see what others overlook.
So instead of trying to have brilliant ideas, we should just be open to the ones that are already out there, floating around?
Yes.
You're not making something from nothing. You're tuning yourself to receive what's already there.
That sounds passive, though. Like I'm just sitting around waiting for a muse to show up.
Right, and that's the paradox he explores. It's both discipline and surrender. You can't force it, but you also can't just do nothing. It's like being in the zone, or what meditators call mindfulness.
Okay, that makes sense. And one thing that really hit me was his idea that there's no such thing as a bad idea. I've definitely killed my own ideas before they even had a chance.
Oh, totally. We're so afraid of making something ugly that we shut down the flow. Rubin says to let everything come. The silly ideas, the embarrassing ones, all of it. You can sort it out later, but during creation, there's no room for criticism.
But what about that inner critic? The voice that says this is terrible? I can't just ignore mine.
He doesn't say ignore it. He says it's trying to protect you, but it costs too much. You learn to work alongside it. Hear the voice and still keep going.
I like that. It's not about silencing the critic, just not letting it drive.
And he's got a lot to say about the conditions that support creativity. Your physical space matters, the light, the noise. But more important is the inner space you create by protecting your time.
So I need to treat my creative work like a serious relationship, not just a hobby I fit in when I have time.
Exactly. It deserves the same respect and commitment as anything else important in your life.
And what about the audience? I always worry about whether people will like what I make.
Rubin says your primary responsibility is to the work itself, not the audience. You don't try to figure out what people want. You discover what the work wants to become and help it get there.
That takes a lot of faith, to trust that if you're honest, it'll find its own audience.
Yeah.
He says the most enduring art is made with complete honesty, without concern for reception.
There's also a chapter on taste, right? I thought that was interesting. He says taste isn't about liking the right things.
No, it's about sensitivity. It's your ability to perceive subtle differences. You develop it by paying attention to your own responses. What moves you? What bores you? What makes you feel alive?
So it's not about learning what to appreciate. It's about noticing what you already appreciate.
Exactly. And that's tied to his emphasis on play. Not the opposite of work, but a way of working that's open and curious.
When you're playing, you're not trying to make something good. You're just exploring. And that's where breakthroughs come from, not from forcing it.
Right.
And his approach to collaboration is interesting too. He says it's not about agreement, but alignment. You don't have to share the same vision, just be moving in the same direction.
That requires humility to let go of your own ideas for the sake of the work, and courage to speak honestly when something's not working.
Yeah.
And you know, throughout the book, he's got all these stories from his career, but they never feel like name dropping. They're just illustrating universal principles.
It's not just for musicians or painters. It applies to anyone. Even a parent trying to connect with their kids.
There's a spiritual side to it too, but it's not preachy. He talks about the creative act as a meditation, being present to what is. And there's a sense of gratitude that the best work is received, not made.
So it's about getting out of your own way and letting something larger flow through you.
Exactly. And then he redefines success and failure. The only true failure is not trying. The only real success is showing up and being fully present, regardless of the outcome.
I remember that part. It's not that quality doesn't matter. It's that the quality of your attention matters more.
Right.
And his writing is so clear and simple.
No pretensión.
He's just talking to you as one creator to another.
He's not promising fame or fortune. He's promising a richer life, seeing beauty in unexpected places, making connections others miss.
And the book ends where it begins, with that empty space. But by then, it doesn't look like a void. It looks like an invitation, a field of infinite possibility.
I think the one thing I'm taking away is that creativity is happening all the time. The question is whether we participate with awareness and intention.
So true. And if you want to explore more ideas like this, you can find the whole library on the 7-Minute Books app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's only $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. You can check it out at 7minutebooks.com/app. The creative act is not about making something out of nothing. It's about being present enough to let what's already there come through you. We'll see you in the next one.